evening, everybody. Matt Bubala here with you on Radio 720 WGN. Got Jess behind the glass, Roger Badish up in the newsroom. Hello, Mr. Roger.
Well, good morning, Mr. Matt Bubala.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I knew it was all the president's been like 4 seconds into it.
Oh, as soon as you said deep throat. Like that was the first word.
I can't remember. Was that the first word in this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a deep throat.
Because I felt like I got it without hearing. Maybe I didn't catch the deep throat part.
Yeah.
But, you know, just what they were talking about. Like right away, all the president's been. How apropos.
Yeah.
What is the last concert that you went to, Roger?
God. It had to have been something in Ravinia.
Okay.
Because we haven't been able to go to much.
We just stop going to things.
No, I'd like to go more, but the prices have really
gone up a little.
Yeah, especially Ravinia, along with the parking. And then most of the concerts I'd like to go to are when I'm here working.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
You know, and while I like a nice concert, sitting out, especially at Ravinia, sitting out on the lawn with my wife, enjoying the music. And shutting out the noise of conversation around me, I think I love this better.
That makes sense.
So we do the usual thing, what everyone else does when the schedule comes out for Ravinia. I go through and check off all the concerts I'd like to go to, and then I check off the concerts from that list that I can actually make. And
yeah,
that comes out to about one or two.
Do you actually pay for parking at Ravinia? You guys do because you probably want to be closer, right?
Yeah. Actually, we tried to get there early enough to use the few handicap spots they have. Bridget has a handicap placard because of her rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And she really can't walk that far. So we try to get up there usually by 6.
Okay.
We get up there very early. We stop along the way, pick something up and, you know, some food to eat. And get up there about 6 or so, maybe 5:30, and we're able to park off on the, well, it's by the front main entrance, but it's where the handicap parking is. You have to go around the back entrance to get in there. So, and you still pay the same price, though. It's not reduced.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, you know, to be able to park, you know, 10, 15 feet away from the entrance as opposed to, you know, a mile away. It's pretty darn good.
That makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So just in the rest of May, you got Hall & Oates coming with Tears for Fears.
I want to see them so bad.
They are so prolific. They were.
No.
They don't record together anymore. They still tour. I was, one of the weekends I missed a few weeks ago, I was on a trip and I was watching, MTV, like in the morning as I was getting ready for whatever I had to do. And they had something on Hall & Oates. Maybe it was a Sunday morning show, and outside of politics, they did this thing in Hall & Oates, and they referred to MTV quite a bit and talked about them. And so I was researching, just reading about them a little bit, because, you know, I still hear a lot of the songs. I love some of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a great, I'll put a link up to this. I'll go onto our Facebook page, Matt Bubala Show on Facebook. Give us a like if you haven't. And I'll put a link to this Rolling Stone interview from, I think, 85.
Okay.
And Daryl Hall. In fact, it was titled, the title of the article was something like Hall & Oates, the self-righteous brothers, blah, 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 blah. And it was very interesting, like Hall, you know, because it was about how they're very successful.
Right.
And maybe not being given enough credit as actual artists
because
they were a bit of a hit machine and they embraced the video culture and things like that.
Yep.
And he talks about how perfect his voice is. And about how he doesn't get enough recognition.
Yeah.
And says, you know, people need to realize that I have perfect control of my voice. It was sounded so like, oh my God, dude, shut up.
Well, all right. So
I was telling Colleen and she realized, she's like, no, I'm not going to read it. Don't tell me any more about it. Because if she starts not liking him, then that's going to affect her listening to the
music. I gotcha. Now, where are they appearing?
They are at, I believe, the Allstate Arena this coming week on the 15th with Tears for Fears, who had at least one hit and maybe a couple.
Yeah, two or three at the most.
Shout, Shout, Let It All Out. Yeah. Is that Tears for Fears?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for people our age and older, there are a lot of good concerts.
Before you move on, I got to tell you the connection with Hall & Oates, other than the great music.
Okay.
So our daughter was born in Vegas. We didn't win her at the crap table. She was born in Vegas back in, well, we were there 76 through 79. And when she was born, there was a song from Hall & Oates.
That Sarah was, Smiles?
Yes, sir.
She's named Sarah.
And her name is Sarah with an H. Not that we named it after the song. We didn't. Actually, my wife had the name picked out already.
Okay.
After we had already decided on another name, suddenly there she was, and my wife says, oh, by the way, the name is going to be Sarah. And I go, okay, sure, whatever you want. But I remember going home that night after she was delivered, and we were all exhausted, and my parents were there with us, and I went back to our apartment, and I turned on the radio, and that song was playing.
Oh, my God. Did you know that's why Bridget had chosen Sarah?
No. No. She had chosen Sarah because she's already always liked the name.
Oh, so it really had nothing to do.
It had nothing to do with the song. No, because our Sarah has an H on the end.
Okay.
And it just happened to be. God, I kind of feel like Casey Kasem telling a long-distance story here.
So keep Good your feet Lord. Planted in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Sarah Smiles. June 1985.
This dedication goes out.
What year was that?
Oh, gosh. 78.
Was your daughter born? 78.
78, yeah.
Where is City Winery in Chicago?
God, that sounds so
They're
familiar.
They're hosting a bunch of concerts. I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
So 312-981-7200. Let's talk a little bit about concerts. Let's break away from, we'll get back to the craziness of the world later in the show.
Yeah. This
but
is
let's,
fun.
Let's have a couple, let's have some fun for a while. I want to know, 312-981-7200. Best concert you ever saw? What's the experience that takes you back? Now that we're all getting a little older, not Jess, of course, but the rest of us. What's the concert you look back on and say, God, that was a time of life. That was awesome. And is there anything coming up that you're really hoping to go see? I think a lot of us, we get older, we have kids, we have life, we have mortgage. We just don't get to see as many concerts anymore. So is there something coming that you think, man, I'm going to save up a couple bucks. I'd really like to get to that. Well, I'd love to hear about it.
If I looked at the Ravinia, because that's where we like going.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's concerts in indoor concert halls that I would love to go. I would have loved to have gone and see My Fair Lady at the Opera Center.
I'm not counting that as a concert.
Well, it's music.
I know you could say that.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But I'm talking about, you know.
All right. Well, the
radio airplay.
The best concert I ever went to.
Okay.
I was in college, and every break, like summer, winter, spring, I worked the front desk of the Playboy Hotel down just off Michigan Avenue.
It's probably a good job to have.
Yeah. It's the Knickerbocker now.
Okay.
And one night, I got a phone call from Elton John's road manager.
That's awesome.
This is no lie. Wanting to book a suite and a bunch of rooms for Elton John and his entourage.
Nice.
And sure enough, I booked them for the dates they needed. I got them the floor. I took care of the whole thing. And I had two tickets, sixth row center.
That they gave you?
For one of the concerts that he had. And I believe back then, this is early 70s, I think it was at, I think it was the old stadium. It doesn't exist anymore, the building.
The old Chicago Stadium could be then.
Yeah. And as soon as I walked in, and I'll be honest, other than some concerts at Carbondale, Doc Severinsen was one. Chase was another.
You went and saw Doc Severinsen in concert?
Yeah.
You were old before you were old,
right? I know. this was my first non-structured concert because, you know, SIU's got a lot of security, blah, blah, blah. And I walked in. First of all, I had no clue where the heck I was. I just went, and as soon as the doors open and you walked in, you were met by this cloud of smoke. And I'll just let you know, it was a very enjoyable concert in more ways than one.
You got a little bit of a contact friendly there?
Yeah, I think so. I vaguely remember standing up on my chair, cheering, I think. I do remember that there was Elton John on the stage, and he played some great Elton John music, which I was familiar with, and yeah, I don't remember how I got home.
That is very. Was Bridget with you? Or is this pre-Bridget?
No, pre-Bridget. Way pre. I didn't meet Bridget until.
Who had ticket number two?
Oh, I just went by myself.
You had a second ticket? You went by yourself?
Yeah, I know. I'm
you
goofy.
Didn't find some young lady who maybe would be loving to see an Elton John
concert? I was a very shy young
man. I mean, Roger, that's how you win your
way. I'm a very shy young man. Took a lot for me to go out to Bridget in Bloomington, where we met, and ask her for a date. And then she turned me down.
Darn right.
The first time, yeah. We saw some concerts with, we saw Diodato.
Diodato? What in the world is Diodato?
Diodato was kind of an orchestra. They played the a jazzed up version of the Star Wars theme. That was their big hit.
Okay.
Yeah. So we saw them at ISU. We saw Seals and Croft.
Oh, God.
And I just, am I really dating myself?
Well, a little bit, sir.
Thank you.
You're making me feel better, though. I'll give you that. All right. We'll take a quick break. A couple of calls are coming. 312-981-7200. Share with us your favorite concert stories. Let's do that next. 720 WGN.
WGN News is on the air.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
Honoring our legends.
You're listening to station WGN.
The 2017 class of the WGN Walk of Fame. Listen for their stories this week.
Hey, Dick, what is my husband, president of American Weathermakers, doing at the piano?
Elizabeth, I'm trying to play my favorite tune.
Sure reminds me of your 60 Minute Men coming to the rescue.
That's how I got the idea for our 60 Minute Men. If your furnace or air conditioner breaks down, day or night, we'll be there in 60 minutes, or you get a free $60 gift card for repairs.
Wow, that's fast, like the way I fell for you.
Plus, we offer a lifetime warranty on our repairs and never charge for travel or overtime. And American Weathermakers has the best service and honest pricing on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
You'll fall in love fast with American Weathermakers, too.
How about our jingle?
Dick, don't quit your day job, please.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll free.
855-955-HVAC.
So take it from the piano man at AmericanWeathermakers.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. In 2016, one of my employees accidentally clicked through an online vendor's contract, which recommitted my company to an additional 12 months of their service. I called the vendor to explain the accident. Nope. They pointed to their ironclad contract, told me to pay or else. I will pay them, but after 12 months, I'm gone. I've been in business over 30 years, and I've never made my customers sign a long-term contract. Never. And now, my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, offers payroll to business owners with 1 to 100 employees, and there's no long-term contract. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month, and if you need help with your payroll, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
She's real. She's Chicago. She's Robin Baumgarten. Watch Robin and the rest of the WGN Morning News team weekdays 4 to 10, that's in the AM, on Chicago's very own WGN-TV. Name the band, Roger.
Wow.
Very hot in the 80s and 90s.
Flock of Seagulls?
Oh, God, no. Stop it. That was Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Flea would come beat you with his bass had he heard you describe them as Flock of Seagulls. But luckily for you, he's probably not listening. They are going to be at the United Center on June 30th and July 1st, and I'm actually going to be at one of those shows.
Hey, because
I got tickets for my birthday or something.
Yeah.
There are a lot of great concerts coming up in Chicago. Let's talk to a couple of people who have seen the best ones in their lives before. Patrick, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
All right, you got to turn down your radio for a second, or else this is going to be very confusing for us all.
Okay. Okay. I saw the Moody Blues at Poplar Creek, and the Elgin Symphony Orchestra played them.
Really?
That was before Poplar Creek closed up.
Well, I would hope so, or else that was a really weird night for you. What year do you think that was? Early 80s, late 70s?
No, it was like about 91, I think, 91.
It was that Poplar Creek made it into the 90s? I don't know why I thought it shut down before then.
No, I think I'm almost positive it was like 90, 91.
Oh, no kidding. That's the best concert you ever saw in your life?
No, I saw the Stones the first time they came to Chicago. They played at the old Harry Crown Theater.
Really? And that was their first time in Chicago?
Yeah, yeah.
So what would that have been, late 60s, early 70s?
Oh, no, it was like, I was in high school, it was like 66 or 65.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when I went to college up in Minnesota, they have a summer festival called Aquatennial. And one night they had Hendrix, the Airplane, the Electric Prunes, and the Buffalo Springfield all on the same stage.
They had the Electric Prunes, did you just say?
Yeah. Yes.
That is a name of a band right there. I had never heard of the Electric Prunes.
Well, they have one big song, but they were pretty good.
That's great, the Electric Prunes. Thank you so much for calling in, Patrick. We appreciate it. You have a great night, sir. One more before we get to the news. Steve, best concerts you've ever been to?
Well, the best concert I went to was Prince on the Purple Rain Tour in 84.
Wow.
But my first concert, I was 14 years old, 1978. My aunt gave us two press passes to the Ramones. And that just, we'd never been to a concert before, me and my buddy. And that just knocked us out.
Yeah, the Ramones would be a very interesting one to start your life off with, I would think.
Yeah, yeah.
That had to be a crazy crowd at a Ramones show, wasn't it?
Oh, very crowded. I was living in Galesburg, Illinois then. It was the Knox College Harbach Theater, which holds 3,400 people.
The Ramones were at Knox College?
Yep.
Did they tear the place apart?
They had Ramones, they had Head East,
Were they insane, the Ramones?
Well, we had the press passes, and when we got backstage, Joey and Dee Dee were treating us like little kids, which we were, 14 years old. But no, they were calm.
That's funny. What a great show.
The show was nuts.
Now, Prince in 84, where was that at?
Checker Dome in St. Louis.
Oh, wow. God, yeah. I wish. So I did see Prince. Probably one of my top concerts of all time I was ever at. It was the Musicology Tour. He was at the Allstate Arena. And he gave an album, a CD out with everybody who entered. And Billboard had to change their rules after that tour because that album ended up like at the top of the charts because they counted every ticket bought as a sale of the album. So Billboard changed the rules so you couldn't, gimmick that. Yeah. But that tour was incredible. I'm so glad I got to see Prince before he passed away. Steve, thank you so much for the call. 312-981-7200. Let's do some more of this after the news, and we'll go over the great shows that are coming to town, Chicago. They're to town this summer. There are a ton of them. First, let's get upstairs, get a check of the news headlines. Here's Roger Badish.
And Poplar Creek, stayed open until 94.
Poplar Creek is actually still open. It's just off the way behind the Sears Center. But Poplar Creek,
right.
Yes. In what year?
The concert. They were sold in 89, but they stayed open until 94.
94.
Yeah.
Man, I live right out there, and I pass by the area Well, the Sears Center is right there, kind of in the area where it was.
Right.
I think. I can't remember
it's
exactly
in Hoffman
where it
Estates.
Was.
Yeah. They're in 2006, Sears Center opened up.
Yeah, and I still haven't been to anything there, which I can't believe I haven't yet.
Isn't that, doesn't a...
when you see the Bulls play there?
Lawn hockey or some...
There is some sort of minor league or junior hockey, I think, that plays out of there. They do host concerts. The Eagles actually played there.
Really?
A bunch of years ago, and I don't know why we didn't go when it was right in our backyard. I'm very mad about that now that you'll never see the Eagles again. Although Don Henley is coming to Chicago this summer. But first, let's check the headlines. There's Roger Badish. Radio 720, WGN, Matt Bubala here with you. That's John Mayer, who I have not found on the list as of yet as coming to Chicago this summer. But I've only gotten up to the middle of July, for goodness sakes. And there are almost a page full of concerts, not all of which I would pay for, but at least 80% of which I would pay to go. And the rest that I wrote down, if somebody said, hey, I got a ticket, do you want to go? And I was free, I would say yes.
Or if you can get a press pass.
Well, not everybody can work it like you work it, Mr. Rogers.
I haven't had a press pass to a concert in my life. The only thing I got free
you
was
You just
the,
said you had a press pass just, to the... Oh, no, that was the caller, to the Ramones. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, the Elton John concert, I got free tickets. Everything else I've ever been to cost.
I think the only concert I ever had... Well, there were two concerts in my life that I've had press passes to. One was Slash at, I think, the Troubadour in L.A. when I lived in L.A. and I worked at a radio station there. the host, Peter Tilden, who has been a radio host for a long time in L.A. I started working for him, and he was better than anybody I've ever met about meeting a celebrity and becoming their friend.
Ooh.
He worked it so well. And somehow he was friend with, like, with Slash's manager or something and got him to bring Slash in.
Sweet.
At like 6 in the morning, which Whoa. Is not a good time for Slash, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right.
Because he, you know.
Well, 6 in the morning, he may still be
up. He just finished. Yo, clearly, yeah. He did not get up for this concert. They came from somewhere. There's zero doubt about that.
Yeah.
And the deal was Slash will come talk, but he's not playing. And that was the deal. It's like Slash That's is not going to play. So Peter, of course, had some awesome guitar that he owns in studio just to show it off, hoping that Slash would then pick it up and start playing.
Right.
Slash did pick it up and played with it a little bit during commercial break. He was like, no, man, I'm not playing. Yeah. And he just reeked of alcohol and cigarettes. I mean, he was just a walking nicotine stick. So because he was on, I got to go with a buddy of mine that night to like the Troubadour. You know, uh-huh. He was solo at the time or whatever, and it was interesting. The other one concert in my life that I had press passes for, I did not use the press passes because I already had tickets.
Oh.
But when I was up at school at St. Mary's in Winona, Minnesota, the summer before my junior year, I was interning at Fox 42 in Omaha, Nebraska. I did an internship that summer. A buddy of mine was going to be out there because his girlfriend lived there. He's like, mm-hmm. Come on, go to Omaha. So I'm like, sure, which was dumb. But it was fun. Except my fake ID got taken away the first day I was there. The first day I was there,
they were on.
My ID got taken away. My buddy and his girlfriend were already 21. So for the rest of the summer, I was on my own. It sucked.
Oh, jeez.
But so while I was there, I wrote, U2 announced this big tour they were going on in the fall. And they were going to be playing in Iowa at like the Cyclone Stadium where Iowa State football plays, huge stadium.
Uh-huh.
And so we bought tickets. But then I went ahead and wrote on college letterhead that I'm with the school paper and I want to come review the concert. And they sent us a couple of tickets.
Cool.
And a buddy of mine got to go up on stage for the first 3 songs and take pictures.
Oh my gosh.
He loaded the film wrong.
Oh
and
no.
All the pictures came out blurry. But he was on stage for U2 concert. So that was a pretty cool story.
Oh my God. How could you? All right, never mind.
Hey, it was
easy
back then.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were doing. So those are the 2 times I've actually had a press pass. That's Michelle cool. is on 720 WGN. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hey, Matt. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. What's your favorite concert you went to?
Well, speaking of John Mayer, one of his idols, of course, was Stevie Ray Vaughan. And I was a huge, major Stevie Ray Vaughan freak. And at UIC Pavilion, boy, talk about the dinosaur vault. UIC Pavilion in 89, fall of 89, I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jeff Beck. Wow. It was quite a double bill. But the really cool thing was that the concert was great, but that we had heard a rumor that afterward they might have been going to Buddy Guy's Legends, which was a club not that far from there.
Sure.
So we get in the car, zip over there right after the show real quickly. Half an hour later, they walk in. A big bus pulls up. Stevie Ray gets out, Jeff Beck, their bands. Oh, my God, what a night.
It's so
it was incredible.
Isn't it amazing how many musicians we'll go out, perform a full concert in front of 20,000 yep. people, and then we'll end up at some bar at 2 in the morning and get on stage and play.
They actually did all. It was very impromptu, all 3, and Buddy Guy was there himself. The cool thing was is that apparently a lot of people got wind of this, and right behind me in line was Paul Schaefer.
Get out of like, here.
He's like 3 feet tall. He's really, really short. I'm not tall at all. Paul Schaefer was like, and he had on, I'll never forget it, he had on white frame eyeglasses. What a bold look. But
yeah.
it was a hell of a night. It really was really cool. And it was so cool to meet them. I mean, it was really, Stevie Ray Vaughan was a real idol of mine.
Did you actually meet them?
Well, I didn't meet Stevie because, and I could kill myself now because less than a year later, he was dead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, when was the helicopter crash? Was that him leaving Alpine Valley?
August 27th, 1990. I'll never forget it because the next day was the Plainfield tornado.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But yeah, they were leaving Alpine.
Alpine, yeah.
And all the other helicopters got off. They were all headed towards Chicago. But his didn't make it. The pilot of his had a record of crashes, unfortunately.
No kidding.
And just never cleared the ski hill. They slammed right into it.
Oh, my God.
Horrible, just horrible. And 3 people from Eric Clapton's entourage were in that chopper, and Stevie and the pilot. So, And the funny thing is, funny, but the ironic thing is Stevie's brother, Jimmy Vaughn, who's also a phenomenal talent in his own right. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Vaughn had that seat in the chopper, and Stevie switched him and said, I want to get back. He wanted to call his girlfriend. Ugh. And there you go. So, yeah, that was horrible. But it was a great night. It was so cool to... I was within, like, 10 feet of Stevie, but he was talking to somebody, and I thought, what am I going to go up
yeah.
to and say something he's never heard before? I didn't want to...
Yeah.
And then I thought, what if he freezes me? I thought I didn't want that image of him. But now I could kick myself. I don't care what he would have said. I wish I would have shaken his hand.
Isn't that interesting? You know what? So the only time I've bumped into one of my musical idols in my life, I've told the story, I think, on the show before, but last year, Pearl Jam was in town to play Wrigley
Ooh.
Field. And a couple days before, we had tickets and we're going to the game, our whole family. And we were in a sports shop right across the street before the game, like an hour before the game, looking for something for the kids. And we're walking around in there, and this guy walks by, and
no.
I look at him. I'm like, I turn to my 15-year-old son, who's starting to listen to Pearl Jam because I'm trying to get him into it. And he goes, Jack,
Eddie.
That's Eddie Vedder. He's like, get out of here.
God.
Where? I'm like, right over there. And there's a big dude kind of walking around somewhat behind him, like he had a security guard with him, but he's there with his daughter. And nobody's seeming to notice. He's walking around looking at stuff. Somebody working there is helping him out. And
yeah.
I'm looking, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Eddie Vedder. And Jack says, Dad, you got to say something. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything to him. He's
yeah,
here. He's not getting recognized. Let's just let him be. And Jack kept badgering me,
right.
kept badgering me. Like, Dad, he's an idol of yours. You got to say something. So we're checking out, and he happens to be at the register next to me checking out. And so while we're paying, I just look over at him, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and I said, I just want to thank you for all you've given us over the years.
Oh.
And he looks at me and says, it's been my pleasure.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, oh, my God, how cool is that?
That's incredible.
And
so
then I just turned back. I finished paying, and I turn around. He turns around at the same time and pauses for a second. He sees my younger son, Tommy, and my older son, Jack, and he says, are these your boys? I said, yeah, that's my son, Tommy, and Jack, and Jack's a fan of yours. And he's like, very cool. And he reaches into his pocket, and he hands us some picks. They had just played Fenway, and he had personalized picks that say Ed on one side and had the number 23 on the other, but they were in – the Boston lettering, like the red and black
yeah.
fancy lettering
oh,
they have.
Wow.
He goes, I didn't get my Wrigley picks yet, but here, you can have some of these. And it was just so cool. Because
how cool. He's supposed to be such a great guy.
Well, and it's, you know, that's a chance you take, isn't it? Because if you do say something
exactly.
to Stevie Ray or to Eddie and they go, hey, man, I'm just trying to, you know, then you're like, oh, why did I do that? And then maybe it changes your outlook on them and everything. So it was,
exactly.
I was very relieved afterwards to think, oh, he is such a cool guy. Thank God.
Yeah,
and that was awesome.
Especially since your kids were there, that he wasn't a jackass. That's nice. Two things real quickly. God, do I envy you, Prince. Oh, never got to see him.
And thank God I saw that.
His death last year was just heartbreak all year, but Prince hit me like a hammer. It was the worst. And real briefly, Bob Dylan was playing at the NIU Convocation Center. I live in Geneva, so Northern Illinois is not
sure.
that far. And I know somebody who saw Bob Dylan in a record store in Geneva. He was just walking around on his own, nobody there.
Is this years and years ago or relatively recently?
No, this is a couple of years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Not long ago at all. Can you imagine seeing Dylan anywhere? It would be like seeing, you know, like an angel. Oh my God. You wouldn't even realize, you know, my God, he's human. Yeah, and they said he walked around, didn't buy anything, but it was a place that had a lot of vinyl. And, yeah, it was really bad. I would have passed out seeing Dylan. No way.
that would be your all-time, Michelle. That was it. If you saw Dylan in person, you'd be like,
Dylan,
wow.
I would figure I'd be dying the next day. You know, something's up. It's a divine intervention.
God granted me this one last wish. Now I'm on my way out, apparently.
Yep, now I'm gone.
The one other celebrity I've met, but I didn't really interact with because I was working. I moved out to L.A. after college because I wanted to be an actor. And I was working at, there was a Brentano's bookstore in the Century City Mall, which is right where it's right near Beverly Hills. So a lot of celebrities coming through this bookstore. I sold books to David Hasselhoff, who was wearing his Baywatch coat at the time, which was amazing. Barbara Streisand was in there. Mary Tyler Moore was in there.
Wow.
And one night I'm checking somebody out.
Oh,
some woman from New York is in there. And she's checking out and doing whatever, and she sees Barbara Streisand walk by, and she lost it. Barbara! Oprah! And she goes running out of the store chasing after her. It was hilarious.
Just like on a Saturday Night Live.
And she, exactly. And she sounded just like Mike Myers' character. It was as if he had been there that night and seen this and then based the character on that woman, because she totally sounded like her, chased after her, looked like, I mean, the whole thing, it was hilarious. But so I'm checking somebody out one night. They're buying a ton of stuff. I think they were going on a trip, all these magazines, a couple of books. And so I had to walk down to another terminal to run this credit card. And two buddies of mine who I knew out there came by the store because they were out hanging out. And they're making fun of me because I'm in my goofy white shirt and my Brentano's tie and my pants. And they're like, oh, yeah. And they come up and I just hold up this credit card in their face. And they died because it said Bruce Springsteen on it.
Okay, that would have been another one that would have killed me. Oh, my God.
Checking out Bruce and Patty. It was very cool. That was
incredible.
Crazy.
Yeah, well, they're mortal, supposedly, but I don't know, some people just aren't. Some people are immortal. How cool.
It was fun. Thank you so much for calling in, Michelle. You have a great night. Thank you. Have a great weekend. 312-981-7200. We'll go over some of the other concerts coming to town this summer. If you've got a story to share, 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN. Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN. Texter from 630 says there was a place in Roselle called the Dark Spot. Now, we're talking late 60s, where Buffalo Springfield Buyers Crying Shames played. 773 says, best concerts I've seen, Stevie Ray Vaughan with Eric Clapton at Alpine Valley the night he got killed in the copter crash. And the great Tom Jones with Etta James at Ravinia. They were beyond awesome. Somebody who's my age, 219, says, I'm 45 and I'm ready for summer. Got the following tickets. Now, this person, 219, let's hang out because you are living summer the correct way. 45 years old. You've lived a lot of life. You probably got a mortgage. Probably got some kids. You got a lot going on. But you said, you know what? I'm going to see the following concerts this summer. Going to see Paul Simon, Natalie Merchant, Matthew Sweet, Roger Waters. Is Roger Waters coming to Chicago? I haven't found that one. Paul McCartney, Rod Stewart with Cyndi Lauper, Lionel Richie with Mariah Carey, and Depeche Mode. That is a summer full of concerts.
It's going to be a busy man.
The one concert, well, there's two that I really want to see that I'm going to try. One is, I've seen him before, but I want to see Tom Petty at Wrigley Field. I love Tom Petty.
Okay.
What a great musician. What a great catalog of songs that you know and love.
Been around a long time.
And U2 is playing Soldier Field for two shows this summer. I did not go see them last time they came through. I've seen them like five or six times over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And U2 is the soundtrack of my life. So I got to make sure to go see U2 this summer.
Good.
But it's kind of expensive, you know. So Hall & Oates, I would have gone seen Midnight Oil back together. And they're going to be here later this week at the Vic on 518. Norah Jones, we mentioned. Christopher Cross coming to Chicago this summer.
Love Christopher Cross.
Well, you've been caught between the moon and New York City.
Yes.
Sure,
and all of my students from Chicago Vocational Career Academy hear Christopher Cross in their dreams.
Because you played him so much?
No, it was their very first video editing project. And I picked the song Sailing.
Sailing.
And they had to edit and provide transitions, just everything we learned in basic video editing.
Funny.
And they had tons of pictures of sailboats and water and
so
oceans.
So these are some really bad-looking videios.
Oh, my God. But some of them got very creative. But I have, since I left the school, I have had, I don't know how many, have texted me or sent me on Facebook notices saying, I just walked through the grocery store and I heard Sailing. Or I just turned my radio on and there was
And I curled up into a fetal position, and I blame you. All right, coming up after the news, Jimmy Buffett, A Good Life All the Way is the name of a book out by Ryan White. Buffett is coming also to Wrigley Field. He's going to be there July 15th.
Really? Yep. Got his, what do you call it, where it's like only two songs on it? Like
his
EP? EP, yeah.
Taylor Hicks, I believe, and this is going to sound harsh, was the first failed winner of American Idol.
I think he just never caught on. He was great.
He had gone on to a pretty big modicum of success.
Mm-hmm.
He not so much. But he's still out there doing it. He will be at the City Winery this week. Norah Jones coming to the Chicago Theater. Christopher Cross, as we mentioned. Neil Diamond at the United Center. I actually have seen Neil Diamond at the United Center.
I want to see him. But everything's on the weekends.
He's on May 28th. I don't know when that is.
That's a Sunday.
Oh, well, there you go.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'll tell you what's great for me about seeing Neil Diamond.
Mm.
I'm 45.
Mm-hmm.
I was younger by about 20 years than just about everybody else in that place.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Neil Diamond, excuse me, a little older.
Yep, just
so
a tad.
So I felt good. Coming to the Concord Music Hall, I have no idea where that is.
Concord.
On June 1st, Rat.
Oh, my
Remember
God.
Rat? It was a bad metal hair band in the 80s.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson is coming. Where's First Merit? Is that the Northerly Island, or is that what the Tinley Park thing is now? Jess, can you look into that? Where is First Merit Bank Amphitheater? Yeah. Is that Northerly Island, or is that Tinley Park's, the old World Music Theater?
Is that what that is?
Well, that's what it, well, it I don't, used to I don't know. Originally, it was World Music Theater.
Yeah.
Then, I can't remember what the first, it went through like 8 bank names.
I think.
And it might be a casino name now.
Jeez.
So I'm not sure where First Merit, if that's either Northerly Island or that is, or that's Tinley Park, but Jess is on schedule.
She's checking that out. Okay.
So Jack Johnson on June 2nd, Soldier Field has U2 on the 3rd and 4th of June, okay. Bruce Hornsby playing the City Winery, Dave Matthews at First Merit, Mickey Dolenz.
The Monkees.
From the Monkees.
He's by himself.
At City Winery on the 13th. Paul Simon at First Merit on the 14th.
I would love to go see
Paul Ann Wilson of Heart.
I saw Heart. It was a oldies, I'm using air quotes, quite a number of years ago at Taste of Chicago.
Okay.
On the main stage.
That's cool.
It was Heart, and I can't remember who else appeared with them.
Brian Setzer Orchestra at House of Blues on the 17th. Don Henley playing First Merit Bank on his own on June 17th.
My goodness.
Metallica at Soldier Field on the 18th. Tom Petty at Wrigley on the 29th. Red Hot Chili Peppers the 30th and July 1st at the United Center. Lindsey Buckingham with Christine McVie.
Ooh.
At First Merit.
That'll
on 7-3. Third Eye Blind, who I think only had one hit. Maybe they had two. July 6th, First Merit. Freddie Jones Band. I know the name because I know people love them, but they're at City Winery early July. Natalie Merchant, July 9th.
I think
Chicago
my wife
Theater.
Would like to see that.
First Merit is Northerly Island.
It is? Way. Okay.
Chicago and the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Playing together July 12th at First Merit.
Now, we saw Chicago and Air Supply at Northerly Island several years back.
Air Supply and who?
Chicago.
And Chicago.
Yeah. Chicago plays with everybody.
Well, Chicago, just about everybody's played in Chicago at this point, right? Because it's like a 20-member band, and they've come and gone.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, do you think there's an original member left in
Chicago?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
All right. And the Doobie Brothers.
Well, the whole brass section
is. The Doobie Brothers.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So Chicago and the Doobie Brothers at First Merit. Queen with Adam Lambert. At the United Center on July 13th.
That would be awesome.
That would be kind of cool to see. Toad the Wet Sprocket. That's from my college days. July 14th at the Vic. Matthew Sweet, who I think only had a hit. Also in July at City Winery. Fish is coming to town.
Ooh.
And Jimmy Buffett on July 15th at Wrigley Field. So that just gets us to July 15th. That's as far as I
got. Kidding.
All those concerts coming to town.
A person could go broke seeing all those concerts.
You absolutely... Oh, especially if you're not buying like tickets from the venue, if you're going on the secondary market.
Oh, right, yeah.
You could spend well over $10,000 in decent seats to these concerts.
Goodness gracious.
Well more than that. God,
I'll put the CD on. That's what I do.
Hey, you avoid the crowds. There's no crowds. I'm just listening. I pour my own drink. I stand here and I listen. I enjoy it.
But every time we've gone to Ravinia...
Mm-hmm.
Driving home, I feel so good. I always pop in the CD.
Yep.
And well, listen, we made a big deal of going to see Tony Bennett every year at Ravinia for like about 8 years.
I have not gone to see Tony Bennett,
straight.
And I really regret that. I want to go see Tony Bennett.
He's only there one night this year.
And you know, how much longer can he keep coming back?
I know. And he gets better and better. Oh, my gosh. Just really great on stage. A great singer. Great pipes.
James Taylor coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Roger Waters, July 22nd at the United Center. Oh, God, I'm mad that I missed when he did the wall at Wrigley Field. I would like to see that.
Oh, that's right. That was only a couple of years back, wasn't it?
The Goo Goo Dolls coming to Chicago.
Wow.
Graham Nash will be in Chicago at the Old Town School of Folk Music. How's that? How interesting is that? Of course, Lollapalooza comes in August. Foreigner with Cheap Trick and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Review Band. Foreigner, Cheap Trick, and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Band. Billy Joel is playing Wrigley Field again in August.
I'd like to see that too, but
I saw Billy Joel at Alpine Valley in like 89, 90, somewhere in there.
Billy Joel story. Mm-hmm. He was just starting out, and we had a show on WSIU TV. Mm-hmm. It was a live music show. We taped it, kind of like In Concert on Channel 11. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this was the precursor to that. And we got, we had Brownsville Station came in, a couple of other cool bands that were just starting out, and Billy Joel. And he flew in from St. Louis right after a concert. He looked like he hadn't slept in days.
Yeah.
Played an hour-long program on the set, and I worked crew as part of my college work.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. I shouldn't tell you this, but I have a DVD of the show.
That's cool.
Which the school threw out all of the 3/4 and 1 inch videotapes of all their old programs.
Oh, geez. Why
Someone
did
who
they
worked
do that?
There found out about it and ran out to the dumpster and recovered as many of the shows as they could.
Oh, that's good.
And this was one of them.
Well, is it pretty cool?
It's awesome. I mean, it's very laid back. There's no, usually there were like, they set the little tables up like a little coffee house, mm-hmm. you know, on the floor. But this one was just straight him and his and the band members.
If there's somebody you don't like that you need to buy a gift for, Nickelback is in Chicago. August 12th. Idina Menzel will be in town.
I love her voice.
Chicago Theater in August. Florida Georgia Line with Nelly and the Backstreet Boys at Wrigley Field.
Wait, Backstreet Boys are the second tier
act? It
says
Florida Georgia Line with Nelly and Backstreet Boys. So I'm assuming, yeah, that's the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars coming to the United Center in August. He is a talent.
Yeah.
Coldplay playing Soldier Field in August.
Wow.
Colleen loves Coldplay. Jethro Tull.
Saw them at Ravinia, and they played through their hits pretty fast, and then they played new stuff, and it wasn't that great.
So give me the Jethro Tull hits. Aqualung, mm-hmm. right?
Thick as a Brick, which was one song, both sides of the album.
Oh, my God. It was a hit?
Yes. Well, they reduced it.
I would know it if I heard it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They all of their albums were like, not concept albums, but you bought the album. You didn't buy the song.
Yeah. Lady Gaga is coming to Wrigley Field, too. I'll tell you what. I don't know if the Cubs are like, no, we have a great grounds crew. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're like, well, we won it last year, so it's okay. Or what the deal is. But they're having a hell of a lot of concerts at Wrigley Field this summer.
Yeah.
And I know that they want to make their money. But if Schwarber blows out a knee...
Mm-hmm.
In late August, because of a divot in the sod, because it takes a beating.
Yeah.
And all these concerts are going to, I know they replace sod and stuff, but we've all seen Soldier Field over the years. They replace the sod all the time. It doesn't work out so well. That worries me that they have that many stinking concerts there.
It does seem like a lot more this year.
In a period of 3 days, Green Day at Wrigley, Lady Gaga at Wrigley, Zac Brown Band at Wrigley.
Good Lord.
I don't like that. Gene Simmons playing Park West.
Without Kiss?
I guess. It just says Gene Simmons in Chicago.
By himself? All right.
Do you think
with or without makeup?
I'm guessing without the makeup if he's by himself, because that seems like a lonely thing to do, doesn't it? Just stand out there in the
big
boots
and the makeup
and
the audience
and just
then
play
do
the bass
the makeup.
By yourself? Well, they probably will.
Yeah.
They probably will.
That's funny.